This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. I spy. Got my spy cap on today. Anyway, tinfoil hats, please stand at attention. Here we are. It's another banner news day. Everybody's talking about the rat. And, of course, this is Michael Cohen. It's kind of interesting, Michael Cohen. The rat. Anyway, we've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Wow. And, of course, everybody's out there New Californiaing it. We're not New Californicating it. No, we're going to make it New California. Anyway, got a lot of things going on. The Michael Cohen, Trump's ex-lawyer, admits they lied. Special counsel stalks president abroad. Oh, really? Again? Moscow is going to be huge. Trump denies working on real estate project during campaign. Cohen, weak person, not very smart. I don't know what that means in terms of anything. It says individual one. This is the headline now on Drudge. Now remember, it is that day, so we're kind of running around from news source to news source talking about things. We're going to be diving into some other American thinker a little bit later on. I know you want to be thinking as an American, but an American thinker has been around as a banner, absolute banner news agency for conservatives for a long time. I think it is the creme de la creme of conservative thinking. I read it all the time. Just to let you know, I'm not, they pay us nothing for this, but I'm just telling you, a little bit of a nugget of what we do here at Agenda 21 Radio is we read American Thinker. I want you to think Think about that. What is this individual one? Individual one. This is a picture of the president with his arms crossed. He's kind of looking smug. Smugness and whatever's there. Trump, individual one, is newly cast as center at center stage, apparently. Special counsel's probe. Whatever individual one is. I think this happens to be the deal of the deal, which was what happened. This is two major developments this week. President Trump has been labeled as, in the parlance of criminal investigation, as a major subject of interest, complete with an opaque legal codename, Individual One. New evidence from two separate fronts of special counsel Robert Mueller's the third investigation cast fresh doubts on Trump's version of key events involving Russia, signaling political and legal peril for the president. Investigators now have publicly cast Trump as a central figure in their probe into whether Trump's campaign conspired with the Russian government during the 2016 campaign. Together, the documents show investigators how evidence that Trump, this is from, of course, the Houston Chronicle, right? But this is actually an article. I think it's Washington Post. Shocking! Together, the documents show investigators have evidence that Trump was in close contact with his lieutenants as they made outreach to both Russia and WikiLeaks, and that they tried to conceal the extent of their activities. On Thursday, Trump's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, pled guilty to lying to Congress when he insisted that Trump was not pursuing plans to build Trump Tower in Moscow after January 2016, casting Trump's repeated claims that he had no business interest in Russia in a new light. A draft special counsel document revealed Thursday. Here you go. So a draft special counsel document revealed Tuesday also indicates that the prosecutors are closely scrutinizing Trump's interaction with a longtime advisor, Roger Stone, as he seeks information about WikiLeaks' plans to release hacked Democratic emails. I don't know what this is all about in terms of coordination of effort of Trump. As the reportage was going on of the day, it didn't really consider the Trump campaign, which we all have to have this little bit of memory about what happened in those times and what was being reported. And what a lot of the stuff that they're referencing here happened even before he became a candidate, in terms of all the stuff about leaking about Hillary Clinton's email starting in 2013. But he wasn't a candidate then. I mean, this is they're mixing, they're overlapping time frames to obviously put some sort of a story together. It's deeply troubling. It's not a place that anyone wants to be or where you want your friends or family to be, former federal prosecutor Glenn Kopp said. And it's certainly not a place where you want your president to be. Trump, identified as individual one in Cohen's guilty plea, was said to have received direct updates from Cohen as he pursued a Moscow Trump Tower project with the Kremlin up until June 14, 2016. The president also appears in the draft charging document for Trump ally Jerome Corsi, who allegedly told Stone about WikiLeaks plan. Allegedly. Okay. So this is all this business about nothing. That's just my opinion. A lot of the stuff, as I recall, I think you probably find in the newspapers as things that were happening at the time. I think there's no new news here. Anyway, that's what's going on. So where is the president right now? High tensions, G20 opens, dominated by Trump quarrels. The G20 is down in Argentina, and they've scrambled troops to protect the president down in Argentina. Gee, I wonder why. When you go down there, the president is down there. And again, he's had vast warnings about going down to places like that. So they know what they're probably protecting him against right now, I'm sure. So he's at the G20. What is really going on, of course, is the big question. We're going to get a little bit more into that. So they're saying Moscow is going to be huge. This thing is really, really not going to go anywhere. Let it roll out. Let's see what happens here. And see where we're going with all this stuff. Anyway, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Take the shortcut. We are opening up the phone lines here in the next segment, 215-867-8255, 867-8255. And we'll check out some information coming up here about a number of different things here, especially with New California, a lot of stuff happening there. A lot of people still in need. If you have not heard, it's been raining overnight very, very heavily. Oh, just interestingly enough, so heavy that it was flooding, of course, all the streets out up in the burned-out Paradise area, flooding Chico area in Butte County. Kind of specifically, it's kind of weird how the weather works that way, you know what I mean? Yeah, so they probably, the last estimate I heard last night, about 4 inches of rain dumped within just a few hours. Now, we've had that kind of rain around here, don't get me wrong, but, you know, isn't it kind of coincidental that it's happening right now, right when the fires just ended? We still have a ton of people living out in tents. The state of California hasn't turned a hand to help them, but boy, at the border. Is the state of California trying to help these new immigrants come across the border? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whatever we can do to help them, of course, Attorney General Javier Becerra is actually suing. It looks like he's going to sue the federal government over helping the, you know, how cruel can the federal government be by tear gassing these people, right? Obama did it like a couple dozen times in his era. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember our website, a21r.com, and 215-867-8255 for the call-in line. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, we're talking about what happened to all the people up there in the Paradise area and the Chico area and all those people that are outside in tents where it's raining. No housing, no shelter, and what's been going on there. Gee, I really wonder what has been going on there. I don't know, you know, I don't care because I'm the state of California. That's really what that really is what has been going on there. They don't care. They don't give a darn about all these people out there in the frigid cold. No, they don't care. And wet. You know, how do you stay dry in that environment? Some of these people just in small little tents. Yeah. That's where they're being sheltered in place, so to speak. I think it's kind of interesting the way that they seem to have done that to these people. But they have. No, I mean, just the way it works with the state of California. No empathy for you, as they would say. There's nothing there for you from the state of California. Why would there be anything for you from the state of California? That is the big question. Why would they even care, right? Because they don't care. That's the point. They do not care at all about what is going on. To them, they're just nothing. Because they're citizens of the United States. That's the way this California state government thinks. That's the way Jerry Brown rolls things out. And, of course, that is something that is not acceptable, if you know what I mean. I'm just saying, I really believe it's just absolutely not acceptable. And I don't think it's acceptable in anybody else's world. Yet this is the world that we see that is out there for all these people that have been suffering for all this time. They're still suffering. Course, that's a fact. That's a fact. Okay, I think we're getting the phone lines all set up here. Are they up? They're going to be up right now. So if you want to call in, the telephone number is 215-867-8255. Talk about what's going on with the president, and you can also talk about anything else you want to talk about, because it's Open Line Friday, as they call it in the business. Open Line Friday here on Agenda 21 Radio. So 215-867-8255. Individual one hits back. President Trump, Rudy Blitz Mueller investigation. Hysterical coverage of Cohen plea, as they say. Okay, that's another one. Some of the other things going on here. Smuggling going on. This is something that has been going on for quite some time, and I know I could probably, some of you might want to chime in on this. Smuggled by the sea. Now, as those of you that have been paying attention to what's been going on at the border, we're going to try and get something going on actually in the third hour. Another bright, shining object came across my face, as you can actually see. And we're also going to talk about voter fraud in California, which is another thing. Smuggled by the sea. I can't turn this one down because this happens to our good friends up in San Luis Obispo County and along with some of the other counties. Seven suspected illegal immigrants nabbed after tiny boat beaches on in California. All right. This is something that is very, very common. You know, seventh by sea type of thing. One-eighth by land, two-eighth by sea, as they say in the business, right? The Paul Revere thing. Come on, wake up, people. We're going all over the map here. This is an article about illegal immigrants published 1 hour ago. It said at least nine people, including seven illegal immigrants, were in custody Thursday after smugglers using what's known as a panga-style boat came ashore in Southern California, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Protection said. The smugglers landed with the illegal immigrants on the shores of Laguna Beach at around 7 a.m. Well, really a bad choice of beaches there. I mean, everybody, for them to land, I mean, it's pristine, beautiful, and everything. Trust me, I know exactly where they're talking about here. I used to go down there all the time. It says here the smugglers with the illegal on the shores of Laguna Beach. Well, what happens down there is the people sit up there in their houses, kind of like with binoculars. And they see these boats called panga boats. They're very, very distinctive in their shape. They're kind of elongated and that sort of thing. So it's something that is it's very there's just great vision on it, if you know what I mean. So there's no getting around the details on something like this with this panga boat. Say that 10 times as fast as you can. Panga, panga, panga. Then you'll get the drift of what this thing is all about here. Anyway, these panga boats, some of them are very, very long. You know, some of them are 10 feet, 12 feet, 15 feet long. They're very narrow boats. And they usually take them out to do a lot of deep ocean fishing, which if you've ever done deep ocean fishing in a panga boat, and I have... It's like wow. Okay, so anyway, it's sort of got a deep V, but it's very small. I mean, you're very lonely out there in the ocean in these boats. I'm telling you, it's just not as big. The Pacific Ocean, by the way, last time I checked, it's a pretty big ocean, and you're out there. And so anyway, these people take great risk, but you know, in Laguna Beach, what they do is they just see them, dial 911, and the police show up. It's kind of like routine. Anyway, so Ralph DeSalio, a Border Patrol spokesman, said four Mexican nationals and three Chinese nationals were among the illegal immigrants who were detained, according to the Los Angeles Times. He said one of the smugglers was a U.S. citizen, and the other had outstayed his visa, but authorities didn't clarify the person's country of origin. The smugglers were waiting in a vehicle nearby to transport the smuggled immigrants to Laguna Beach. Police were still searching for at least six people who they say were believed on the boat, DeSalio said. Laguna Beach police posted a video of the boat coming ashore. Yeah, see, the people, they're up in their houses looking down at the beach. You know, oh, there's a panga boat. And everybody realized panga boats are a little bit different than the ones. There's some similar types of boats that come out of Newport Beach, actually right there by the Newport Beach Pier. But it's not. They usually fish really early in the morning, and they're done before like 5 o'clock. And they have a fish market there right next to the Newport Pier. And they bring their fish in. You can get fresh fish right there. And people wait in droves for the fresh fish to come ashore. So it's really, and the fresh fish is like fresh fish because, you know what? It just moments ago was in the sea. So it's a really good fish. So anyway, it's just kind of like picking them off. It's not a bit, you know, so anyway. They have these people, they're looking for six of them. So what they do, and I've been hearing this story about San Luis Obispo's beaches in particular, they run them ashore, they bring all their drugs and everything ashore too. They go all that way. Think about that. In these panga boats. To San Luis Obispo County. Hello. I mean, there's some serious stuff offshore there, that rocks and everything else. How many people in panga boats have died? And that's really a big question. How many have made that trek and died? But anyway, they come ashore and they land ashore and they just scatter. You know, it's like a amphibious secret landing of SEAL Team 6 or something like that. That's the way they treat it. But this is just one of those versions on how to get to America. And I've been wondering when they're going to start reporting on this, because they've really kind of clamped down at the border. Now, I'm going to come back on the border thing a little bit later. I just wanted to throw that one at you, because I want to get back to this whole what's going on with the shouting matches and so on about Donald Trump. I'm sorry it's all scattered today, but it deserves to be. It's Friday here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and, of course, hit the donate button on the New California State. Or also, of course, the GoFundMe page to help those people that are out there in the cold right now. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting things. Flash across the screen a new thing about article in Fox News. Bob shows hand, Mark Penn. Now we understand Mueller's endgame, get President Trump. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why that we have to rediscover that. Right. So individual one hits back. This is also part of this. So we're going to link these two things together here. That up is in Fox News. And first of all, we got this thing about Michael Cohen. Let's get this thing out of the way. It says President Trump's legal team fired back early Friday at suggestions the latest twist in Robert Mueller's probe, meaning the bell is tolling for his administration, downplaying the implications of ex-confident Michael Cohen's guilty plea and testimony about a Moscow real estate project. As the special counsel makes clear, he's focusing on the president. Trump was identified as individual one in court one papers in connection with Cohen's guilty plea for lying to Congress about a since-abandoned Russian development project, and as such projects were also the subject of a written question Mueller put to Trump. Through the president's legal team, insists there was no contradiction with Trump's answers on the matter. This, combined with other developments this week, signaled Mueller's intensifying focus on the president's actions and statements. But Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani described the coverage. And so, in other words, he submitted his answers to questions from Mueller. And obviously, some of these questions from Mueller were questions that were dealt with, you know, this project. And, of course, the question is in fact, did he say the truth in this? And I'm going to put this up here. Again, we're going to try the whole routine with how this all plays out with Fox News business and all their little players. Hang on, bear with me one moment, please. All right, I think we're ready to rock and roll.
Here Former we go. Federal Prosecutor John Lara. John, already we're hearing folks say at the very least it means this thing drags on a while, does it?
It does, but I have a completely different read on it. I was shocked by how inconsequential this charge is. It has nothing to do with Russian collusion, nothing to do with people in the campaign aware of things going wrong with Russia. In fact, this is the equivalent of jaywalking under a federal statute, a federal prosecution. So I'm quite shocked at how little Mueller has. One other thing that's worth mentioning. Under Department of Justice policy, you have to plead to the most serious charge that the government is aware of. If Mueller had the goods on something in the campaign linking Cohen to some kind of Russian involvement, then he would have had to plead guilty to that. The fact that he did not, and he simply pled guilty to lying to Congress, says a lot, mostly about what Mueller does not have in the investigation.
It's a very good point, because what also is revealed here is this so-called Trump Tower that was going to be built in Moscow never was. Getting Donald Trump to go to Moscow to try to close the deal with Cohen never happened. So it would appear at just a surface level that there's no there. But am I missing something?
No, in fact, that's what I was shocked about. And you know, in the business world, Neil, these are very complicated transactions. In fact, nothing ever happened with the tower. There was only an initial letter of intent discussing the possibility of a deal. There were no contracts signed, no property identified, no marketing agreements, nothing. So really what Cohen lied about was a big zero. The conduct itself underlying what was going on is not illegal. The fact that Trump, as a private citizen running for president, wanted to build a tower in Russia is not illegal. The fact that Cohen lied about it to Congress is incomprehensible to me. Maybe he thought he was acting out of some loyalty to Trump, apparently. But once again, it has nothing to do with Russian interference in the election. Now, people are going to make a big deal out of it because it's Michael Cohen. But in terms of what the special prosecutor is charged with, looking at Russian interference in the election, this is a big fat zero. In fact, what it tells me is that he doesn't have any substantive information implicating anyone at a high level in criminal activity linked to the Russians.
All right. That we don't know for sure. But we do know that what the media was certainly pouncing on today was that there was talk of this Moscow real estate deal that was in the winter of 2016. Maybe around January was the latest it was. And then the revelation here is that he might have, that is, Cohen misrepresented this, that it carried on until June of 2016. There again, I'm saying, OK, is that a smoking gun?
Well, first of all, there's nothing illegal about it. He literally lied about something that was not problematic from a criminal law standpoint. Now, maybe from a political standpoint, you know, Cohen didn't want that revealed. Maybe he felt it would have been embarrassing to the president. But there's nothing in his plea agreement
suggesting. I'm sorry I wasn't clear. This is my idiocy here. But is it, what am I missing? All right, so if he misrepresented the fact that these discussions started or were going on in early 2016, and he misrepresented that to say they were still going on in June 2016, who cares?
Well, that's the point. The only reason that it's a problem for him is that apparently he misstated the facts to Congress. So therein lies the criminal charge. But again, you're coming back to my point, Neil. This is the equivalent of jaywalking, because the underlying charge it really doesn't relate to anything that's illegal or against the law. The fact that Donald Trump, as a candidate, was pursuing an interest in a tower in Russia is not against the law.
Well, you know, you're right about that, but already a number of Democrats have seized on, including former Clinton chief of staff Leon Panetta, that he was more interested, that is, Donald Trump at the time, closing business deals and enriching himself, I'm paraphrasing and very crudely, than running for president, you say?
Well, and that's not against any criminal violation. Once again, you know, maybe that's an embarrassment politically, but there's nothing wrong with that from a criminal standpoint under the federal statutes.
All right.
So that was John Lauro, former federal prosecutor. Very eloquent, by the way. But, you know, that's you know, as I was reading that Post article at the very top of the, you know, hour, there's no there to be there. You know what I mean? There's no there. And I don't know why there's no there. Anyway, that is what is going on. Anyway, so we're going to be back here in just a couple minutes with some more about this information going on Agenda 21 Radio. So, yeah, I don't know what is going on. Anyway, so there's no there. Michael Cohen reaches new plea deal in Mueller probe. President Trump and his legal team fired back, and here you go. No there. This is what Rudy said. Hysterical coverage of Cohen plea. It misses the point that once again, like Corsi leaked documents demonstrate, Mueller's crew has no evidence of collusion. Along the way, however, he is keeping America safe from false statement makers or people with faulty memories or both. That's what he's doing. That's what he says he's doing. So, anyway, that is what is really going on. So, isn't it just hysterical what is happening here with this whole case? And once again, what is happening is that there's no there. There's nothing happening there, if you know what I mean. There's absolutely no there. And where's Donald Trump? He's down in Argentina. He's doing G20 business. The equivalent of jaywalking. And once again, what I said is if, in fact, there was anything going on here, there would be no issues. Or actually, more importantly, what would have happened is that they would have brought this out before the election, and they did not. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. So once again, there's no there there. We get a strikeout, but everybody's hysterical about what's going on with Donald Trump. Yeah, what is going on with Donald Trump? Now, Mark Penn. Bob shows his hand, and this is the article that I was telling you about just before we got dove into the other one. You know what I mean. Anyway, we dove into it. It's Mark Penn. The Mueller investigation has come up empty on Russia. You won't believe what's coming next, it says. You won't believe what's coming next. And that is that Mueller is going after Trump. He's going to try to take out the president. You know, what is up with this? This is the pattern and purpose of Mueller's investigation in the endgame is becoming clearer. And yes, it's clearly get the president at all costs. The team Mueller hired really foretold the story. Andrew Weissman was the stop at nothing pit bull and a group of Democratic leaning lawyers, including some who have represented the Clintons, had the obstruction of justice charge ready to go on day one. Trump's team, or first team of lawyers, with their don't worry and cooperate strategy, set the president back and let the whole thing spiral out of control. The investigation, I believe, has come up truly empty on its central charge related to the president, collusion with the Russian government. They are now trying to find someone, anyone, who had any contact with Julian Assange with the aim of calling that collusion light. But mostly what Mueller's team is doing is bludgeoning witnesses on unrelated charges to piece together a case against the president. They are shaping that case through the indictments and indictments of indictments and threats of indictments. I'm sorry, that was me saying that. That are being used to get guilty pleas to make the president seem like an obstructor or co-conspirator. They are literally creating the crimes. They're creating the crimes. Get it? They are creating the crimes. It says, let's review what Mueller and his team are doing. By the way, you can call in if you want to, 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. So let's review what they're doing. Michael Flynn, see, this is like in our sleep now, right? We've been going through, and I got some actually up close and personal news about these characters as I was briefed yesterday on the whole thing by my sources. Let's review what the Mueller team. So, Michael Flynn, they discovered unreported lobbying by Trump's former national security advisor and leveraged that to get him to plead guilty to lying to the FBI. Why? So that they can claim Trump's comment to James Comey about letting him go was obstruction of justice, yet no other prosecutor would ever have brought this charge. And again, Michael Cohen, he's out. They're backtracking on all these guys. I'm telling you, Cohen. Cohen's played this guy like a fiddle, especially Lanny Davis. This is, I know that everybody's, they're all blown up about Michael Cohen, but Michael Cohen, he's going to take a bullet for the president. I'm telling you. This whole thing, and this is what this guy was talking about in the last segment, the special prosecutor, or the former federal prosecutor. There's no there, there. This is jaywalking charges for Cohen. There's a lot of hype and hoopla about nothing here. Says they got Trump's former lawyer on all sorts of financial crimes related to his business and loans, but he pled guilty to campaign finance violations for payments that in the past would have been ruled on as personal expenses. Now they've also gotten him to cop to lying about when he killed the perfectly legal Russian Tower project, only it appears that Trump's lawyers ducked that perjury trap in the written questions. Now, that's the key thing I said before. Did they duck that trap? I'm sure they did. George Papadopoulos. See, because this is what's happening. Cohen's attorneys are talking to the Trump attorneys. Flynn's attorneys are talking to the Trump attorneys. George Papadopoulos talking to the Trump attorneys. Jerome Corsi talking to the Trump attorneys. Get it? They're working together. This is the legal team. The defense for Donald Trump is Michael Flynn's attorneys and his team, Michael Cohen and his attorneys and his team, George Paul, and then there's enter Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. And Manafort is giving Mueller all kinds of trouble. And by the way, this is a coordinated, I'll tell you right now, my sources say all this is a coordinated effort by all these attorneys, by all these people that have been criminally charged and so on, blah, 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 to what? To take down Mueller. Sorry, Robert. You're going down, dude. It's being orchestrated, guys, against Mueller. Mueller hasn't quite figured it out yet. He's in the box, if you know what I mean. Jerome Corsi, the best-selling author, was threatened with pleading to lying about his contacts with his friends and former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone. There was nothing illegal about his comments or action. And as he is a journalist, though obviously the general rule of journalism is don't apply to conservatives that don't apply to conservatives like him. Roger Stone, the former Trump campaign advisor, sent out a tweet suggesting Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta was next, and an email to Corsi asking him to get the rest of the emails. He was obviously trying to find out what was going on with these emails, and that's not illegal in any way. Listen, we were doing that here on Agenda 21 Radio. We were asking for those. People were offering for me to buy them. Now, what about that? And I said, no, you probably... This is something that's has been on this air, on this show, for years now. We talked about starting in 2013. Now it's 2018. So, all these emails that were coming out. Remember, that was the scandal. The scandal was the emails are out. And some people said, should I get my hands on these? How can I get my hands on these? Of course, I didn't want my hands on those, or not in my service, for obvious reasons. But others did, and they were seeking it. But they were out there, folks. And there's no there, there. That's the point. And you see, the defense team for Donald Trump is Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, George Papadopoulos, Michael Cohen, and Michael Flynn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and New California, newcaliforniastate.com. Go to the GoFundMe, newcaliforniastate.com, to help out the relief effort for those that are in the rain, in the soaking rain. We've got a number of people who have contributed, and we really want to thank everybody who has contributed. It's going to go directly to the people up there involved in the campfire, which, of course, this is something that's just unbelievable what has gone on. The absolute blatant failure by the state of California to help out these people is just unbelievable. And they waited, basically, they just said, shine these people, just wait until the FEMA people show up. That's what they've done. That's what they've done. And it's really, you know, it's really heart-wrenching. So we'll be up there this afternoon, actually, up in that area. We're going to do an assessment, and then we have some meetings. Actually, an interesting thing, we don't have the numbers out here in front of me, but we have every Sunday night for New California, now every first and third Sunday night for New California, we have a call-in. So I'm going to get you those numbers, and so you can call in if you want to on Sunday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time, find out what's going on with New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, 821R.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.